by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And I've got an outstanding show coming up for you tonight, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirades, and Patriot Roofing, with our great friends from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And of course, I want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our voice, veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Follow us on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up via podcast on most of the podcasting websites that are out there, as well as the FM Talk 106.5 website. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, it is available via castbox.com. And we've got a packed show coming up for you tonight, so if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topic du jour. Later on SBN, we'll be joined by the crew from the Fight or Die rowing team as they're underway in their voyage. We'll also chat with our sea lawyer, Colin Kimmerly, from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. He'll get us up to speed on the legal issues facing our veterans today. Also, as we start the new year, legislators in Washington are beating an old drum over VA privatization. We will talk about it. And Tom's tirade on soldiers and Jesus, a good one you don't want to miss. But first, it was a surprise visit to the troops at Ramstein Air Force Base by President Trump and the First Lady that was set to brighten the holidays for their sojourn overseas. And the president was greeted with much enthusiasm until the press decided that patriotic troops should have the UCMJ thrown at them. And Tom, you probably heard much of the banter about this, but this story out of Stars and Stripes. And of course, you know, the many in the mainstream media and, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post, here they are, you know, the president makes a surprise visit to troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and ends up at Ramstein Air Force Base. And at some of these stops, he was signing Make America Great Again hats, you know, the red hats with the white lettering that Trump wore to most of, I think, most of his campaign rallies throughout the nation. And I think he's continued to do it as president when he's going out for these large rallies and with, you know, thousands of people there. But the press seized on the fact that the president was asked to sign these Make America Great Again hats. Now, and you had some even saying that this was a violation of the UCMJ. Pam Keith, a former Navy Judge Advocate General and recent, well, Democrat candidate for Congress in Florida, said, quote, "I can tell you that engaging in partisan political activities such as flying a Trump flag or wearing a MAGA hat while in uniform is a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's implementing regs."
Air Force don't have UCMJ. I mean, you know, we have the UCMJ in the Marine Corps and in the Army. UCMJ, man, that's a fraternal organization.
No. They're under the same rules. But here's the thing.
But they don't enforce it.
The Air Force, and this is their own the Air Force, I guess the U.S. Air Force Forces Europe, came out and said, look, the troops held the hats for signing. They didn't wear them while they were in uniform.
Right.
And they were their own personal property.
Right.
And, you know, I know if you go back and you look at some of these clips of President Obama visiting the troops overseas, he signed all kinds of stuff. I mean, goodness knows what Bill Clinton signed when he went on trips. But
whatever she was wearing.
Hopefully. He definitely left his mark. Anyway. It was their own personal belongings that they brought to get signed.
I
think probably what has them more upset, Tom, is the fact that these troops would dare to have, dare to own a Make America Great Again hat.
That's right. That's the big thing there, that the troops had enough gonads, excuse my French, to have a hat of such nature within their possession. And that's what's bothering them. There are more Trump supporters in this world than they think they are in Washington. You know, but Washington, D.C. is the only place where they've got the non-Trump supporters.
Well, and
California.
You've got, you know, obviously troops and the military that support, probably, you know, 80-90% of them would probably support the president and what he's doing. And that goes to, it even extends into the ranks of veterans for the most part. But you have a situation. There was one interesting, and I had not seen or heard about this, but apparently there was an Air Force captain that was carrying a Trump flag or banner when the president was being welcomed, and apparently he was told that he could not have that. Now, why that's any different if he's going to, if you know, Trump is going to sign that versus any other flag that he might have out there. But the Air Force Europe is saying, you know, we've looked over everything. This was a great opportunity for the airmen to meet the president and the first lady on an official visit. And we have seen no policy violations, even when apparently this Air Force captain, he was directed to put the flag away, but he pulled it back out when Trump arrived. So, and Trump signed it. So I guess you've got to wonder whether he's going to get, you know, strung up or have charges brought against him. But, you know, I mean, it's the president. I mean, the president could have said, you know, yeah, I want you to bring it over here and I'll sign it. He's the president. You're not going to be able to tell him what he can and can't sign.
Yeah. And, Cal, for your information, Chris is on the air and will be on board with us when we come back from our break.
Okay.
From the Atlantic Ocean.
We've got, we've got just a little bit left in this segment, Tom. But like I said, here we are. We've got these folks, men and women in the military serving overseas. You know, the president and the first lady make an official, although it was a surprise visit. And that's supposed to be something that's good. You know, prior presidents have done it. And nobody went after them for showing up and being greeted and having the troops greet them positively, negatively, or otherwise. They even went so far as to criticize the shoes that the first lady was wearing, Timberland. I used to own a pair of Timberlands. They're great shoes.
I've got a pair.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about shoes, Tom.
Oh, I got a pair of Timberlands.
Anyway, on the other side of the break, we'll talk with Chris from the crew of Fight or Die when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone and check us out on Facebook. A lot of good information there. And you can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is great to be joined on air via satellite by Chris Kuntz from the Fight or Die team, which is currently underway in their race across the Atlantic. And we also have Laura, who is the spouse of one of the team members. She is on the line from Colorado. So we've got lots of folks interested in the Fight or Die team. And welcome both of you to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris. Had a chance to listen to you this morning on Channel 10, and you guys were talking about some of the weather that you had out there. The weather has actually been pretty nice, hasn't it?
Yeah, so far the weather's not been too bad. We haven't had any major storms. We go through a period of lull where the tide is not, or the current's not in our favor, or the wind's not in our favor, so we kind of sit out here and loiter and wait for that to pick up. Right now, we've go through a period of smooth, and then it gets pretty rough. Kind of feels like you just went 15 pounds with Mike Tyson, or 15 rounds with Mike Tyson on the ocean. So it ebbs and flows out here.
I understand that you guys have to worry a lot about the wind that you're confronted with and the currents. Is there a particular current, say the Gulf Current, that you may be looking for that would help you in this cross?
We're looking for the Atlantic Current that actually flows right into Antigua. That's the one we're about, once we get to about the 40th parallel, we'll be in that current. And then, that'll be to our back, the wind and the tide and the current. And that should hopefully push us to the finish line.
Well, I noticed you, according to the specs that they're giving out on the internet, you guys are doing what, a couple of knots an hour?
Yeah, right now we're probably at about a half to two because it's been slow. The app kind of takes a picture of where you're at that moment and thinks that's like what you're going to be projected. Like if it catches you doing, we kind of stop the boat and float when we're desalinized and water, making drinking water. So if it takes a snapshot of us and we're, going half a knot, the app will read, oh, they're not going to be in the March because it thinks that you're going to go half a knot for the rest of the race.
Yeah, that's one of the...
So it fluctuates a wee bit.
That's one of the things that I was wondering is that you do have a desalinization system on board where you can get some drinking water, but you're not able to get enough water that you guys could actually take a bath of any kind, do you?
Yeah, we do. We take just kind of quick. We get 2 quarts of water, one to wet you down and soap you up, the other one to rinse you off, and that's pretty much it. And from time to time, we'll put a bunch of clothes into. Well, we got a spare bucket here where we do our own lawn by hand.
Man, what do you do about all the salt that accumulates on you from this water splashing in the waves?
Well, first of all, you got to try to take a bath as often as possible. Well, for us, is about once every 3 days, roughly. In the meantime, we use baby wipes, as well as, sometimes that salt, when it crystallizes, if it forms a fine powder, like a fine sandpaper grit, and it'll cause rashes, so you got to make sure.
I don't even want to think about that, but how do you know, what your location is and what is your current location? You there?
I think you might have. I think we might have lost him, Tom.
All right, Laura, are you there?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Do you know what kind of system that these guys are using to determine their location? I'm sure Chris will call back.
I'm sure he will. And I do not know what the system is called. I do not.
Okay. I know that I was talking to Chris the other day. And I was talking about, don't you have one of those things like the sailor's head? It's got the triangles on a little rocking chair and all that stuff. And then they're looking at the different stars. And he says, you know what? We studied about all those stars and things. And he said they're really in the right places at the right time. But he says, mm-hmm. We don't have all of those and those indicators that they use, that the old school used.
Yes, they did have to take a course, for emergency navigation, and so they did learn a little bit about that stuff. But as far as having all of the gear on board to do that, that would be questionable.
Yes, I understand. We've got a call. Maybe there's Chris coming. Getting back with us.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Chris. Sorry.
That's all right. Hell, a jet might have went through your signal or something out there in the Atlantic.
That's true.
Yeah. But one of the questions that I was asking you, and I was talking to Laura about it, is what indication do you have that is through your actual location?
Our boat has an onboard GPS system built into it, as well as we have handheld GPSs for backup, so we know where we're at all the time, and we have a latitude longitude logged into our GPS on where we need to go to Antigua, so we always know the azimuth we need to take and the distance we have left to go.
Well, that's better than the compass classes we had in the Marine Corps, so.
A little bit old school, but yes.
Oh, yeah. That's talking about old school grunt here, man. But you guys, how is your food supply and all? Does that seem to be working out all right with you as far as the amount of calories of intake?
It sure is. Right now we're getting down to a point where it's like whoever has the most snack dessert meals is the king. my earbuds on my iPod broke, so I had to borrow some from Bo, but cost me a chocolate cheesecake.
We're down
to bartering for stuff.
Y'all bartering and wheeling and dealing out there on who eats what kind of rations, huh? that's old school service,
Yeah, nothing's changed. GIs will be GIs.
Oh, yes. Well, looking forward to you, maybe would you call in tomorrow at 1 o'clock and talk to Sean? Maybe we can get a little bit better deal about how you're navigating and what you're doing about the currents and all that you're looking for. I understand that you went further south than you wanted to and maybe looking for a current and you hadn't found it yet.
Yeah, the ocean kind of dictates where we go here because we're under this is complete manpower to move it. So we've gotten to points where we're going against the current and wind and we've got to stop and turn and head to a location that's more positive and is pushing us in the direction we need to go. So it's not like we're just weaving all over the place. We're trying to find the right groove and the right currents and winds to get us to the finish as quick as possible.
All right. That's great, man. I tell you what, I've enjoyed talking with you and looking forward to listening to you tomorrow. I'm going to let you go right now and I'll get with Laura and let her bring us up to date on what your position is, or what the company that you guys have established, and what that scenario is as far as to whether or not you're going to need any more help on making this trip pay for itself.
All right, sir. Hey, I appreciate the time. Thank you guys very much. And hey, we miss you. We appreciate everything.
Looking forward to seeing you when you get back in town, baby. We're going to have a blast. And God bless you. We appreciate your service.
Oh, thank you, sir, for your day.
Hey, right. Amen. Ms. Laura, what? Give us a little insight on where these guys are at, and on having enough monetary support here to get these guys back home and get the boat back home.
Yeah. So we are currently at about $20,000 to get the boat properly transported back to the United States, and to get the men properly transported back to the United States once all of this is over. So that is our current need, is $20,000.
How can we donate on that? What process do we need to go through?
The usvetro.org website is a beautiful place to go. There's also Facebook and Instagram that you can go to that has a link for donation.
All right. Is all of that U.S. Vet, V-E-T?
Yes.
Row, R-O-W?
Yes, .org.
.org.
Yes.
All right. And just go to donations on that?
Yes, go to donations on that.
Well, now, is the Facebook the same way?
It is. There is a donate button on the Facebook home page for Fight or Die. And it goes straight there.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you guys and following you on trying to work through this and get you some additional revenue there. But we're so proud of what the guys are doing, and people like yourself that, wives of all the guys. And, hey, it's just awesome. And thank you. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you too, Tom. Appreciate you.
All right, Laura. Have a good one. We're going to take this break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
America's best 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret.
Boss, updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Clear for takeoff. Check your park and brake off. Check your shrimp set. Check your no-go steering on maneuver. Dive and burn and go. Low transition. Right turn out. Dive and up there up 16. Let's turn them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans, for the veterans on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can always check us out on Facebook. In fact, just got a message from the Trunk Monkey, and there's a link on our Facebook page to the Fight or Die page where they can donate. So there's information on our Facebook page to find out how to donate. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired shows are up via podcast on most of the podcast sites. And if you like to listen to Tom's tirade via podcast, that is on castbox.com.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. And Colin will be on here with us in just a little while. Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, Tom, you mentioned Gardberg and Kimberly, and, of course, we've got a great connection with those folks. They've really been on with us as a sponsor from the very beginning, but they're also involved with the Fight or Die team as well.
They certainly are, and they've been helping promote that. They're always involved in any veterans adventure that they can help do with all of their people and all their attorneys there that can help with any vets projects that we have. And they're helping our guys get their proper pensions and disability figures as well.
Well, and they're sort of a hometown connection to the team.
Right. Well, they are the leader. And we have our own. We have our own guru there.
Well, and as always, it is an honor to be joined by our C lawyer, Colin Kimmerly, from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. Colin, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you, Cal, and thank you, Tom, and happy New Year to everybody. And we're ready to go.
Let's rock and roll.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you and yours as well, Colin. Hopefully you had a great holiday and you didn't eat too much, or you did eat too much, depending on which you prefer. And your college football teams all won.
They did so far, so that's good.
So far.
Should we ask where your sentiments lie coming up?
I'm from Louisiana, so I have a soft spot in my heart for LSU. So they won yesterday. So even Alabama people were congratulating me today. So it was great.
Oh yeah, they played an outstanding game. I've actually watched the rerun on it from the SEC Network, and they played it. It was a hard fought game.
It was pretty good. So we're happy at our home.
Well, now if we can get Tulane to play Alabama, then we'd be all right, and then you'd be wanting Tulane to win.
No.
Oh no. Okay.
Tom, that's called a bloodbath.
Oh my bad. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the green wave. It would be a crimson tide going out and everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, but, you know, they have trouble with all those lawyers and doctors down at, Tulane. They don't want to play that kind of football.
Yeah. I'm from New Orleans. My father grew up in Baton Rouge, so Tulane was not – didn't pull for Tulane. I know a lot of good people that went to Tulane, but that's a long time ago.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Had to bug you a little bit.
I guess we'll move on to some of the serious stuff. I know, Colin, you've got a couple of topics that you want to discuss, and you said that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear a case reconsidering a precedential decision that directs courts to defer agency reasonable interpretations of its own ambiguous regulations. And this could be a big thing for veterans, but I do a pretty good job of understanding stuff, but I have no idea what I just read.
Amen.
Okay. So here's what it means. And this is going to be really important. Hopefully in the spring I'll make the decision. So the VA, you have statutes which the Congress passes. So they have a statute that says, like, service connection. You know, these are the rules for service connection. And then the VA will publish regulations which sort of implement the statute. Okay? So then, you know, the VA gets to decide their own regulations. They get to decide what their regulations means in relation to the statute. So for years, the courts have allowed the VA to decide, well, you know, this means this or this means that. And, you know, it may not be beneficial to the veteran how they interpret their own regulations. And this has been going on, and there's been a lot of pushback on this, that, you know, well, these are statutes, and the court should be allowed to determine what the regulations mean because they're really implementing the statutes. And, you know, in the past, the Supreme Court has said no, that the agencies, and we deal with the VA, but you can talk about any agency. I mean, you could do IRS, VA, Social Security. You know, the agencies get to determine what their regulations mean. So this case, Mr. Kisor, that was his name, had filed for PTSD back in 1983, been denied. Finally, in 2006, he refiled and he won. So then he said, well, hey, you know, I filed in 1983. I think y'all should pay me back to 1983. And apparently the VA said, well, no, the way we look at it, under our regulation, you didn't provide relevant service documents, so we're not going to award it. So apparently that's the big issue, is what does that mean? How can the VA decide to interpret what relevant service records are? So, you know, it has a lot of implications. I mean, this could be huge, because if they decide that the VA cannot interpret their own regulations and that the courts are allowed to review them and then make different interpretations if they want to, then that could be very beneficial to the veteran.
Well, yes.
Colin, doesn't this partially stem from the fact that in recent decades, Congress has really kind of abdicated its responsibility to write laws that are clear and concise? And so what they do is they write a law.
I mean, they basically write a very broad law and then turn it over to the agencies to write, to make the regulations to sort of clarify it a little bit, and then agencies like the VA will make a very broad regulation so they can interpret it, you know, any way they want, apparently. So there needs to be more oversight, more review of those regulations in implementing the statute.
So
they're supposed to hear the case this year, and hopefully, you know, the spring, late summer, we'll get a decision on that. So that's something we're going to be keeping an eye on this year.
Will this just apply to the VA since it is a VA case, or will this be something that has broader implications?
I'm going to have to wait to see what the decision says, if they just limit it or target it to the VA, or whether they just make it a more broad interpretation for all the agencies.
Well, really, we would focus on
the VA in this one, but you would hope that they would do it for all the agencies. At least that would be my hope.
Right. Well, and obviously it would impact your law firms with Social Security disability, I would assume.
It would, because our bread and butter is agencies, VA and Social Security, so certainly that would impact our firm. But, you know, it has more broad interpretation and more wide-ranging impacts all across the government, to be quite honest. Any part of life,
well, I know that you will...
probably an agency that's been involved in that.
Well, I know that you'll stay on top of that, and you will follow up with us when there is a decision there.
Next,
Agent Orange and hypertension. Is there a link there, and what should veterans be doing about it now?
Okay, so there was a report that came up that said there was sufficient evidence to establish a link. This was from the National Academy of Science. There is not, of course, the VA hasn't done anything yet on this, but my advice would be, and what I would like to see people do, is if you have an Agent Orange connection already, say diabetes or heart condition, and you have high blood pressure, then I can only advise you to go ahead and refile for hypertension, or if you've never filed for hypertension, definitely go ahead and file for hypertension, because I think I've said this before several times on the show. The earlier that you file for something, that could impact your effective date of any future award. So this is very suggestive that in the future, hopefully the near future, the VA is going to go ahead and make hypertension presumptive to Agent Orange exposure. So, I think if you're a veteran who, you know, had boots on the ground in Vietnam or one of the other areas, Korea or wherever, and that you have hypertension, that you should go ahead and file. 1 minute. It's denied.
Great.
If it's denied, you should definitely contact a representative to see if you can go ahead and appeal that, because I think there's going to be some more action coming off on this in the year to come. Very important.
And that's a great reason for folks to contact you to make sure they get the right guidance. We have less than a minute. RAMP. Right. The Rapid Appeals Management Program. It's kind of like MREs, three lives in one. It's set to launch in February 2019. What's your guidance for veterans with this RAMP program?
Okay, so right now, RAMP, you can opt in or opt out. And I am not advising people to opt in at the moment, but RAMP is coming. And the latest bulletin that I got was that, yes, they're still planning to implement RAMP. So, I mean, veterans really need to be aware of RAMP, and, you know, in February when it comes in, it's going to change the rules of how you appeal your decision. So, you need to be on top of that, maybe contact a representative if you have any questions about RAMP.
Outstanding. And where can folks go to contact you, Colin?
Absolutely. They can always reach us at the website, which is www.gardberglaw.com. Gardberg Law is one word. Or they can call us at 251-343-1111.
Great. Colin, thank you so much for visiting us here in the new year and for all the work you do for our veterans. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on soldiers and Jesus. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
May not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Well, if you read the headlines from the national news to the local press over the last few weeks, heck, the last few days, you might be wondering if the spirit of the season has gone into exile along with Herbie the Elf and Rudolph on the Island of Misfit Toys.
Well, actually, I am a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, I want to be someday. Right now, I'm just an elf.
There's enough bad news out there to make even the most diehard Christmas fanatic bolt the doors, black the windows, and curl up with the Snuggie. That crazy Aunt Martha got you.
The What the F*** blanket is made of the exact same materials regular blankets are, but looks twice as retarded. Basically, it's a robe that you wear backwards.
But it is times just such as these that we must find hope in the many generous blessings that we have. And I am joined in today's tirade by one such blessing. Miss Barbara Bridges, the fabulous, fast-talking face of Ed's Seafood Shed. I hope she's not too critical of me today. Barbara, welcome to Tom's Tirade.
Oh, well, thanks, Tom. And on behalf of Ed and everyone at Ed's Seafood Shed, I'd like to thank you for allowing us to sponsor Tom's Tirade and inviting me to be with you here today on the Scuttlebutt Network. And you know, I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. At this time of year especially, we should come together to count our blessings. Ed and I are truly blessed, and we have such wonderful family and friends to share the Christmas season with.
That's absolutely true, Barb. And I have to say that I am blessed to know that there are so many people out there listening to us that have come together to support our military and our veterans. These are folks just like you and Ed that have made the sacrifices on the home front to support those who have volunteered to defend our nation. And it is truly a blessing to know that together, we can make sure that no veteran gets left behind.
Oh, you're correct, Tom. I truly believe that we are blessed to live in the greatest nation in the world. There are so many out there that might argue that we've lost that distinction, especially with recent developments in and out of Washington. But the reality is that we are a great nation, not because of what comes out of Washington, but because of those great patriots who get up every single day, say a prayer, hug their families, and head out to make things a little better in their little part of the world. And that goes if you're right here in Alabama or in Afghanistan. The freedom we still enjoy as Americans allow us the greatest opportunity for good that the world has ever known. That spirit is something that Washington can never destroy.
You are so true. And with that in mind, we want to take a moment to remind all of our listeners that freedom is not free. That even now, our men and women are serving throughout the world, away from their families and their precious loved ones, so that we can have the greatest blessing of all, freedom. Remember, it is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech.
It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It's the veteran who salutes the flag.
It is the veteran who serves under the flag, to be buried by the flag, so that the damn protesters can burn the flag.
In case we find ourselves starting to believe all the hostility and negativity in the media, we should always remember that only two defining forces have ever offered to die for us.
The first is Jesus Christ, and the second is the American GI.
One died for your soul, the other for your freedom. Let's keep that thought out there for all to remember just in case they try to forget. During the Christmas season, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, let's remember that no war on Christmas, no war on religion, can dissuade us from honoring those who sacrifice so much, including their lives, so that we can enjoy our many blessings.
Barbara, thank you again for joining me today for today's tirade. We'll have to do this again, girl. I tell you, it's just neat to have you on board. God bless you and yours during the holidays.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for inviting me. From all of us at Ed's Seafood Shed, we wish all your listeners, all the military, all the veterans and their families a very Merry Christmas. At Ed's, we're honored to serve those veterans and active military who have sacrificed so much for this great country. And thank you, Tom, for all you do for our veterans. You're a good man, Tom Claxton.
I try to be, Barb. And on behalf of everyone here at the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas season and a safe and prosperous new year. See you at Ed's.
Paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. We do the best we can to make it feel like home. A turkey dinner on paper plates, Sergeant bows his head to pray. Boombox playing Silent Night, camouflage and Christmas lights. Thank God it's a silent night, camouflage and Christmas lights.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, that's a great tirade. And I know that we had, you know, we talked about the Christmas season, and we're a little past that now. But with the way things played out, we had some other tirades to run in there, and but it really a great sentiment there with you and Barb, and I certainly hope she and Ed are doing well in their retirement. And we want to obviously thank Panini Pete and Ed Seafood Shed for continuing to sponsor that tirade there. But you know, Tom, we do need to remember that we have service members that are serving throughout the world right now, and even though there are those that should be coming home soon from Afghanistan and Iraq, there are still those that are serving throughout the world who can't be with their loved ones. And so it's just a great way to remember that while we celebrate, you know, obviously we joked about all the college football that we watched, they're out there on the front lines defending our freedom.
And I tell you, and they're out there putting their lives up for us, and we certainly don't want to forget them. And we don't want to forget
absolutely
that,
not.
We don't want to forget that flag that's flying over those bases where they're fighting for us.
Absolutely. And so we remember them. Also, remember the link to the Fight or Die fundraiser is on our Facebook page. And that's going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Until we see you again, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. May God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah.